Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Zeno, I thought you were playing games with me when you said this.
I want to identify as a mascot.
I gotta bring this up to our audience. I mean, I don't like to put people's business in the streets.
It's on the internet.
But I guess if it's on the internet, it must be true. It must be true. And you just said to me before we get to Alex Anthopoulos, because look, sometimes these conversations off air, and y'all not going to catch me saying anything bad about anybody, trust me. But sometimes these conversations, it depends on the day though. You just said to me that a mascot is making in our city how much?
$600,000 a
year. When's the next tryout?
I mean, I told you.
I'm there.
I'm doing life wrong. I want to redo.
I'm there.
I want to go to mascot training school as a kid. And I knew how to tumble back in my cheerleading days. I mean, I did, you know, I would just like to do that. I would like to be a mascot making six bands a year.
Wow. I had no idea. Harry, what up, man? I'm coming for you.
Not mad at him. Good for him. But I want to do it over.
Hey, y'all laugh. Y'all gonna laugh your butts off. You're gonna be like, Dukes, what you doing out here? I'm trying out. I'm gonna be stretching.
I'll limber up. Listen,
I'm gonna stretch.
I'll jump on some trampolines through a fire hoop. I don't care.
What's the requirements? Will you rappel down from the roof?
Just give me. Yes, I can do that. I've done that before. Like I said, I want to redo. I want to go to mascot training school. Is there a mascot training school?
Can we start one? I don't even know.
That's awesome. You think we can do that?
That's awesome. No, seriously, can you imagine? Sir, what is your line of work? I'm a mascot.
I'm a mascot.
Yes, we'll need to know your bottom line as far as your income.
Yeah.
You sure you want to know?
Sure, yeah.
That's impressive.
I'd like to buy this new Lamborghini Diablo. Sir, it says here you are a mascot. Yes, don't worry about it.
You realize, though, Zeno, that's on the higher end of the spectrum. Most mascots don't come anywhere close to that.
Really?
I mean –
like the dude from Denver and Harry, because I guess they're well known, they have a brand. And there might be a few others that make over $100,000.
You know who makes bank? Duval in Jacksonville.
Wait a minute.
That mascot is like, dude, that guy's jumping out of helicopters and everything else.
Okay.
Nuts.
If it requires that, I'm out. But let me say this. Oh, you said he's a brand. If I put the head on, I'm a brand.
Yes. The head is the brand.
That's the brand.
Like anybody underneath isn't the brand. Where nobody even knows the dude's name.
No,
and he's not supposed to.
And I see him and speak to him all the time. I have no idea who that guy is.
Walk around, give people high fives for $600,000 a year. Sign me up.
Well, Zeno, this comes to your whole theory, Zeno, about how you could be Batman if you just had the suit, or you could be Iron Man if you just had the suit.
It's true.
100%.
No, you can't. No, it's the person that's in there.
Nah, whatever.
That goes along with that too.
Look, if I put that head on. And walk through my neighborhood, I'm telling y'all right now, I'm Harry.
There's a couple of things we know, okay? Between Harry and Batman, neither one of them got superpowers, but they got super paychecks.
Yeah. What's the Falcon mascot? It's pretty good, too.
Freddy?
Freddy's good, man.
Is there a mascot union? Because if I'm Freddy, I'm filing a complaint.
What are you filing?
I mean, if I'm Freddy the Falcon,
you guys
dying in the same city's making $600,000?
What?
Freddy makes $50,000 a year.
No way!
No way!
I don't believe you.
$50,000 a year.
Well, you know what? Let's be honest, though.
There's a list of mascot salaries?
That's unfair.
You can do anything, man. Yeah.
But wait a minute. Here's the issue with this. Zeno, Harry is doing 82 games, or at least half of that at home, right?
Right.
So there are a double or triple the amount of
40
games
and appearances.
Yeah,
but then also he had the appearances. Like, he works in basically a full year.
Why am I defending Harry's salary right now? I'm just saying, but there's a lot more games.
Listen.
That can't be right.
Can we make a call to the bullpen for a quick 10K?
What are you talking about?
I'll fill in for a day.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, it's Dukes and Bell.
It's like
we're live
at
Flowery.
$40 an hour, it says on Google, for how much they make.
How much an hour?
$40.
An hour?
$40 an hour.
Okay. All right, let's move on.
Changes things.
No, it does. It does change things. But congratulations to Harry the Hawk. All right, we are in the Ticketmaster studios. Let's talk about what Alex Anthopoulos said. We've got Coach Raheem Morris coming in here at 3 o'clock. By the way, does he know that you're here on this show with me today?
No, he doesn't. I'm going to be filming him when he walks in the room.
You think he's going to be surprised?
The mic shouldn't be on because he might say a bad word.
Well, he does tell you no a lot. That's what I do know. I do know that. He does say no, Zeno, a lot.
I tell him to get in line. My ex-wife and other people tell me he'll know a lot more.
Alex Anthopoulos stopped by yesterday. What about the starting pitching? We asked him how much of a priority will this be this offseason. Here is AA.
But the one thing that we realize is pitching still matters. How do you view going after the necessary starting pitching you need to this offseason? What is your viewpoint on it? What's your approach? Because that's the question I continue to get from Braves fans is, Dukes, are they going to go after pitching this offseason? Starting pitching.
Yeah, no, that's fair, and I agree. I mean, look, we, even when things didn't go as planned in 24, we made the postseason and won more games that year than we did the year we won the World Series. We won 89. In 188, the year in 21, we got to the World Series. This year to get to the postseason was 83 wins. So, but we pitched. We led in ERA, and we had a great rotation with Schwellenbach, Fried, obviously, Morton, Ronaldo Lopez, and Sale. And then we came into the year with Strider, Schwellenbach, Ronaldo Lopez, Sale, and Grant Holmes, who did a good job before he got hurt. The issue that we're trying to balance right now is a lot of those guys got hurt, almost all of them, right? But really, For the season, you're looking at three of those five, and then you have guys like Smith, Schwarber, and so on. So a lot of them are doing really well. Schwellenbach's completely healed. He feels great. Grant Holmes looks like he's over the hump. We'll find out in spring. But he's still in bullpens and live BPs, batting practice, and all that kind of stuff. So he's doing really well. Ronaldo Lopez threw before he was gone for the offseason, and he's great. So everything points to them projecting being strong, being totally healthy. And then obviously Sale finished on the mound upright, and Strider we think will continue to get better, just further removed from surgery and rehabbing and all that.
That's Alex addressing the starting pitching and his approach, at least what he's thinking about. Look, I do believe that they're going to go get starting pitching. I just don't think we're going to go get three starting arms this offseason where you feel like they have invested, the entire farm in starting pitching. I don't believe that's going to happen. When you pick up the option of Chris Sale, when you feel like the injured players in your rotation are all going to potentially be back, some of those guys are young and promising, you have to give that a shot. And I'm not saying it's the answer, but, Zeno, I think a lot of people believe they're going to go get four of the best arms available in the offseason, and, like, that's what's going to happen. And I just don't believe that to be true. I think we might go get one of the potential best arms that will be available in free agency.
Yeah, I think they need more help in the bullpen than they do in the rotation. I think that needs to be addressed first. If you look at the
closer specifically?
Yes and no. I mean, it's like offensive linemen, right? You can never have enough middle relief help. You just can't. Like, there's not enough relievers out there. No one ever says we've got too many arms in the bullpen that are good. Like, it's not a problem that you're worried about. So, because at some point, one likely your closer is going to go down, or maybe it may be ineffective, and you're going to need somebody who can step in and do that role. So, I think you need to address the bullpen depth and make sure you got arm, because the Braves bullpen last year fell apart pretty quickly, pretty early. Now, towards the end of the year, I think it got a little bit better.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's like, I think that's probably a bigger thing to address in the closer too. By the way, it was announced that Rick Kranitz is not coming back today. They have a new pitching coach, the Braves. So
there's a theory for he's going to do things just like Snit did.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy Hefner is the new – he used to be with the Mets, is the new pitching coach for
okay.
the Braves.
Well, I'm just saying, like, for everybody that goes, oh, he's going to do things exactly like Snit. Well, that ain't Snit. Like, Kranitz is a guy that's been here a while. We question what exactly was going on at times. And the fact that they're going in a different direction. shouldn't surprise you. What this says is Walt Weiss is bringing in and doing things his way. That's what he's saying. These are the guys.
All new coaches. Yeah. Third base coach, first base coach gone. Everybody's gone.
This is what I want on my staff.
Which is fair. I mean, it's a new manager. He's allowed to bring in the guys that he wants.
Absolutely.
It's totally fair. I don't think it's an indictment on Kranitz or Freddie or Tom Goodwin, who was the first base coach. You know, I don't think it's an indictment on any of those guys and their abilities. It's just a new manager wants his own guys in there. That's fair.
I don't mind it at all. Let's hear Alex talk about Walt Weiss as we're talking about his hiring. This is Dukes and Bell. Mark's in for Mike today. Ra is on the way. They're at practice right now as we're live at Flowery Branch, but he'll be in here sometime in the 3 o'clock hour. Let me hear Alex talk about why Walt Weiss is different from Snicker.
His character, his work ethic is exactly what we want here. And we expect great things going forward, and we expect to get back to the playoffs going forward.
So everybody talks about fit. I don't know what kind of manager he's going to be. I today on our pre-show behind the scenes, Zeno, and I know you had obligations, but I read a message I got from a player on this team who said, look, he's not the same guy. His approach is different, and he understands the game's not what it was 4 or 5 years ago. And I didn't share that on the show yesterday, but the fact is there are guys on this team who I think understand what Walt brings or what he will bring. I don't know what kind of manager he's going to be. Ultimately, we said this. If he wins games, we win divisions, we go to World Series, everything will be great. But I do think it is a bit unfair to just say his association with Snit means he's Snit.
No, I agree with you. That's unfair. And I know this is sort of a nebulous concept, but like
– what's that mean? Go ahead.
It's sort of an intangible, okay, if you will. But the trust between players and their manager matter. And the guys in the clubhouse have to look at him and believe that he is the right guy doing the right thing every day for the best interest of the ball club. That guys are going to know their role, understand their role, and be used in their role and not some way that they don't typically use them. And that level of trust, generally gets the most out of players and allows them to believe that, hey, I can have an 0-for-17 slump and I'm fine. Yeah. Or, hey, I can, have the time to work through some mechanics issues and figure things out without losing my job. That matters to these guys. Even if they're making $30, $40 million a year, that still matters. So creating that in the clubhouse, and if what you're saying, Dukes, about players, that this is a different guy, we trust him, we believe in him, we know that he knows what's going on, then that's something that's important to the players, and that's a good start.
I agree. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. More on this as we move through the show today as we await Raheem Morris. Before we get to Rod, though, Big O back at the studio, and Day-Day, our executive producer, is here. G-Money, our on-site engineer as well. Can I hear what happened with Desmond Bain last night? I want to address this later, but if you missed this, the Hawks last night beat Orlando again. We've beaten them twice. I don't know if you guys realize this, but Orlando is a team that talks a lot of trash. Bancaro is a guy that he feels like nobody can guard him, okay? And we've beaten him. And Desmond Bane, who used to be with Memphis, he used to be Ja's running mate, is now with Orlando. Last night, there was a steal. They throw a ball down to Double O. That's Onyeka Okongwu. And Double O goes up for basically a dunk. Bane fouls him. Regular foul. I don't think it was a hard foul. Bane tried to say it was just a hard foul. But then he throws the ball at Okongwu, and it's visibly noticeable. Like, this is not on the sneak tip. This is, you see it. And if you haven't seen the video, it was blatant. He gets a tech. He gets thrown out the game. But I want you to hear what our buddy Steve Holman said about this whole incident.
Now a long pass up ahead to Onyeka, and he goes up and got fouled, knocked down to the floor by Desmond Bane. Bane is a dirty player, and he just showed it right there. Bane's going to get a flagrant foul on this. Desmond Bane, who's been known for this kind of stuff in his career, he should be thrown out of this game. That should be a flagrant two. Desmond Bane, a dirty, rotten player, and he's been that way his whole career, and he just showed it in a Magic uniform. He's kind of restrained himself with the Magic so far, but he returns to Desmond Bane right now with a dirty, rotten play. It's going to be looked at, and it will be. If it's not a flagrant two, there should be an investigation into this.
And it was. And Steve Holman's right. Look, I didn't like Desmond Bane, Zeno, when he was with Memphis, and I don't like him even more now. He is a guy that tries to play this tough guy role. And remember, at one point, who's the other cat they had on that Memphis team? You guys remember? Who am I thinking about, G-Money, that got traded? And he tried to play the tough fake guy. He called LeBron old, and You know what I'm talking about? And so they had this group of guys that were trying to, like, be something they hadn't yet accomplished. And then they get beat in the playoffs. Ja suspended multiple times for gunplay. And then ultimately they trade Desmond Bain. I was really hoping last night, and I don't – thank you, Dylan Brooks. I do not advocate violence.
Carrie's old.
Yes, Dylan Brooks. I was hoping 00 got up and got in his face last night. I really was. I don't know if he didn't see how the ball was thrown at him, but, man, I'm telling you, like, it was like we're at the gym. Not only am I going to foul you, but now I'm going to humiliate you and throw the ball at your face. It was just not cool. And, by the way, Steve Holman is exactly right. He is a low-down, rotten, dirty player.
Steve Holman certainly didn't hold back. I mean, it was a – he didn't. He just let it fly, huh? There was no sort of reservation there whatsoever.
I love how Steve. He should be thrown out of this game.
I mean, what a loser.
Yes. Yes, he was. Hawks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Win last night, but that moment was just one of those moments like, okay, this is why I don't like Orlando. This is why I don't like Orlando. 404-726.
Don't we got beef at Orlando FC too?
Well, yeah, but they were so much better than we were this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have no room for saying much this year at Atlanta
gotcha.
United. 404-726-0929. Coach Roz on the way, guys. We'll dive more into the college football playoff committee. Zeno and I were still arguing about what teams may or may not have a shot. It is going to be interesting over the next few weeks to see who wins these most important games. Like, the most important games on the schedule for these teams are in this month. And if you win them, you really have a shot to get in the playoff. We'll get back into that after the rankings came out last night. But Raheem Morris is on the way, guys. Coming up live from Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.